Hace Inglés presenta Into the Story, el podcast para aprender inglés con historias reales contadas por gente de todo el mundo. Camera shy. It's an expression we use in English to describe someone who feels nervous or uncomfortable about being in a photo or being filmed. As a publicist in television who worked regularly with celebrities, our storyteller Rose used to feel camera shy, like she didn't belong in the spotlight with her famous clients.
I am backstage basically hyping up these celebrities. The music is pumping, the energy is extremely high. A bittersweet moment at times though, because, you know, I was facing my own challenges in terms of my body confidence.
In today's episode, Rose shares a story of moving to Canada and how the encouragement and kind words of her host mother helped her to find self-confidence and acceptance. We hear how Rose launched her modeling career and faced her fears in front of the camera. From there, it wasn't long before she found herself on the catwalk in South Africa's Fashion Week and launching her own mentoring program to help other girls find self-love. We're calling this episode From Offstage to Onstage. And before we begin listening, let's talk about some of the vocabulary and expressions you'll hear Rose say. Firstly, hype up. This phrasal verb has a couple of key meanings. To hype something up means to describe something in an exaggerated way so that it sounds very impressive. Rose, however, uses the expression to hype someone up, and this means to get someone very excited and motivated. Next, bittersweet. You'll hear Rose say a bittersweet moment. What she means is the moment was very exciting and happy, but there was also some sadness or pain. Bittersweet. A host mother. A host mother or a host family es una familia de acogida. When you decide to go overseas to do a school exchange or to work as an au pair, for example, you usually live with a local family who will be your host family during your stay. Nerve-wracking. We use the adjective nerve-wracking in English to describe a stressful or difficult situation. For example, you could describe a job interview as a nerve-wracking situation. And finally, runway. A runway is the stage that a model walks down in a fashion show. En español, es la pasarela. You'll hear Rose talk about stepping out on the runway, which refers to the first steps she takes on stage. Runway. And as always, if you want to get the most out of, si quieres sacar el máximo partido de Rose's story, you have a full transcript, vocabulary list, and listening comprehension activities on our website, acinglés.com. That's letra A, letra C, inglés.com. Okay, let's get into the story.
My name is Rose and I am from South Africa. So I was working as a publicity and marketing assistant at a television station in South Africa. I would be part of a team that was arranging the press events, arranging the marketing events, and also the roadshows, which were truly a highlight of this whole job because we got to travel around the country. We would take the celebrities that were on the channel and take them directly to the people. When we are at these roadshows, I am backstage basically hyping up these celebrities before they go on stage and before they drive the whole crowd completely crazy. And I am there in the back and it's just the music is pumping, the energy is extremely high. A bittersweet moment at times though, because, you know, I was facing my own challenges in terms of my body confidence. And I, when you are on these roadshows and you're with these people who are, you know, celebrities and look like they've just stepped off the TV screen, it was always an internal conversation or fight that I had to have with myself to tell myself that I do belong in that place, and I do belong, and I am enough, and I look good just the way I am. I still had a part of me that had always wanted to explore more than just South Africa. I also decided to go to Canada. My objective in going to Canada was really a self-love journey, because I felt I had put myself to the side quite a bit, and I was hoping that when I was in Canada, I would just sort of pull myself towards myself again and kind of find myself again and learn to love myself. As an au pair, I was looking after three boys, aged 13, 11, and 7. It didn't stop from the morning till the night. It was just always go, go, go. I was fortunate enough to be part of the family setup that was probably a dream come true, because my host family was set up in a way that 7 days the parents go to work, 7 days they're off. So I would be on 7 days and then off for 7 days. And in those 7 days, I was really given the opportunity to travel and discover more than just Canada, but myself mostly, but to just discover and just see the place and just get to know and really experience and fulfill what my plans or my goals were. The turning point in all of this is constantly my host mother has been, well, had been the best that could have ever happened to me. And we would always have these conversations, and she, not a day went by without her telling me that I was beautiful. And I do believe that I was starting to believe it a lot more. One day she said to me, "I think you should be a model." Soon after her and I had that conversation, I, you know, started doing some research, and I was looking for agencies, and I, because I didn't necessarily know how it would go, because I think also because of remembering that the perception of modeling with, you know, you need to be a certain body type and a certain height and a certain this, I wasn't sure where to even begin to look for people who would say that they're looking for plus size models. So I started looking around for agencies, and I was sending out a few applications. And this was just really as a feeler, and I had no expectations of it because I was really still not believing in it that much. And when I got the call from one of the agencies that said, look, they would like to work with me, it was, I think, in that moment when then I truly believed that it is actually possible. My first photo shoot was the most nerve-wracking experience. And I mean, I did not even know what to expect. I walked into this huge studio that was just open, and I could hear some music playing in the background, and I could hear the flashing of the camera. And as I was walking into this room, I was realizing more and more how real that this is. But I was still so nervous even in that moment, because in as much as I knew that I was there for my first photo shoot, for my portfolio, I was still a little bit self-conscious about how I looked. I was wondering if the outfits that I picked are okay. But, you know, experiencing the other models that were there who were so, so friendly and just made me feel so comfortable. And, of course, the photographer who was completely amazing. And after that, I really just focused a lot on positively embracing myself and my body. Fast forward, I come home because I want to bring all the skills that I learned in Canada and bring them home. I also get fortunate enough to get scouted by the best, one of the best modeling agencies in the country as a plus size model. Within the first 3 months, I land my first job for an online lookbook for a designer in South Africa. And a month later, she calls me and she asks me if I would love to work for her in South Africa Fashion Week. And I had to pause for a little bit because it just was such an unreal thing for me, because SA Fashion Week was a long-term goal. I was just starting out as a model in South Africa, or anywhere actually, and it was probably the most exhilarating experience, going for the different dress size fitting, and my dress was probably the biggest dress, in that it was just, in its design, it was just grand, and it was long, and it was a black and gold dress. And moments before we walk out, you know, I mean, we get there very early in the morning to kind of go through rehearsals, and they take you through the different things, what you need to do. And then eventually it becomes time to get your makeup done. And then it becomes time for you to dress. And it's only when you're putting on your dress do you realize that this is actually happening right now. And we're all backstage hyping each other. You're so beautiful. You can do this. This is going to be amazing. You're not going to fall. You're not going to fall. As you step out onto the runway, you just focus on one spot and you just walk. And after I turned at the end of the ramp, I remember just feeling just relief, but also just, I could not believe that this is where I finally was able to be, to showcase my body just the way it is. I didn't have to lose any weight. I didn't have to change myself in any way. And I, in that moment, decided I need to tell young girls about this feeling, because I want them to love themselves the way they are. Coming out of Fashion Week and coming out of that complete high where, you know, my modeling career just started off way too high, which showed that, you know, I can only go higher, but you still ask yourself, how high could I possibly gone to? So I feel like higher would be to pass down that confidence and that self-love. And so I decided to start a mentorship program where I'm dealing with young girls, and I am dealing with helping them with overcoming body image issues and helping them and teaching them to have body confidence. The journey of body confidence, you know, is not 10 minutes long. You know, it's not a taxi ride from here to up the road. It really is a long journey. You know, when we were backstage, and I say we because we were a few plus size models that were there, and you know, you still do experience that little bit of tension from, you know, the models by model definition. And you know, you can't help but have a moment of doubt where you think, oh, maybe I don't belong here. I just would like to be that person that can show them that I know what it's like to not be able to express yourself, but not only that, I can tell you that you are good enough just the way you are.
That's all for today. We hope you enjoyed Rose's story. Para conseguir la transcripción, vocabulario clave y ejercicios del episodio, visita haceinglés.com. Ahí también encontrarás más recursos para ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Thank you for listening. Until next time, we hope you have a good time, or at least a good story to tell.